the Prentice Altum Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And welcome back to the Prentice Altum Heating and Air Coach's Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant, where everybody's enjoying the buffet line. You can just get what you want, sausage, eggs, bacon, all that kind of stuff, that all that greasy stuff that I love, but it's good. Jennifer Grandstaff joins me here from the Oakland Patriots. And Coach, I've been out a couple of weeks, as you know, and you got on a little run with your bunch. What was it, nine in a row before last night?
I really don't have any idea. I know that we had a good stretch there a couple of weeks ago, and it carried it on until Tuesday night, and then kind of hit a wall last night. But yeah, I thought we were playing pretty good basketball, so I hope it continues.
Had big wins. I know a win against Blackman and, sure, and win against Siegel. Those are wins that
quality wins.
Maybe have been hard to come by in the last couple of years anyway, and that was good to see.
Oh yeah, those were great victories. Big win against Siegel. They gave us a great ball game, and our kids came out in the second half and really responded well, made some big shots in the clutch when we had to. So that was a great win for us. Then we traveled to Blackman, and our kids just had I could tell they had a little air about them, a lot of confidence about them, and I thought they did a great job of attacking and handling everything that Blackman threw at us. And the thing about basketball, boy, you got to make shots, and against the Blackman game, you know, we made shots versus Blackman, which made, you know, the victory a lot easier to come by. You know, you make shots when someone's going to throw a junk defense at you or double team you or something. Makes it hard for them to continue to do that. And, you know, at Blackman we did. We made the easy bucket when we had it on the weak side. So
they're a very good defensive team. They always have been. And yep. You got to be prepared to play them. And no matter whether they have freshmen on their team or whatever you're playing, they always have they're going to play good defense.
Oh, and everybody in our district, you know, you got to be ready to play. You know, all our coaches in our district just do such a great job of, you know, preparing for the opponent and trying to maybe throw something new out at you. It's tough, you know, it is. And our kids the last week, 2 weeks have responded to it. And, you know, hopefully in the second round we're able to respond to whatever they throw at us again.
You know, when you take a young team like that, you look for baby steps, and they look like they took some huge steps in that run, because you've got some people that are starting to play some valuable minutes for you. I want to mention one, and that's Kira House, and she came in last night, and we'll talk about that game in just a minute. But she seems to be developing now and getting more confidence in her game. She's very, very quick.
Yeah, she is. Kira has, you know, she's turned a page. She's come on. She's a big spark for us defensively. Offensively, she's quick. She's got a good first step to the basket. She's, you know, just a, you know, she's answered the call for us when we needed a spark plug out there. So she has. She's improved. Caitlin King's come on for us, too, in the last couple
played
of weeks.
Played well last night,
yeah,
I thought.
Yeah, she did. She played well. She played great at Blackman. She played big minutes in the Shelbyville game. And that's what's been nice. You know, everybody knows they got a key in on Emily and Ellen, and Monica's been stepping up and hitting some big shots for us. Caitlin Oliver's come in and started to do a better job at attacking the basket. So they're playing solid right there, and they're battling those kids. And then we bring somebody in off the bench they might not expect or scout so much for. And they've answered the call in terms of Kira and Caitlin. They have. They've stepped up and given us great minutes.
I know every coach would like to see it really progress quicker than it is, but you've got to be pleased in terms of that aspect of it. As long as you see improvement, and I'm going to tell you that something you do, and I don't want to embarrass you, but I have a parent that told me a really nice thing about you, that you always send little notes to your girls after a game and give them a little either a pep talk or a little something in their locker, I think, and I don't want to throw any secrets out there, but I thought that was really a nice thing that you do, that kind of puts it on an individual basis.
Well, you know, it's tough to, you know, you're always challenging your kids, whether it be in practice or whether you're just having to get after them. And sometimes kids can't take that anymore. They need a little one-on-one time, and you don't necessarily have the time face-to-face. But, you know, I do spend a lot of time evaluating our kids. And you know, you can tell when your kids are down. And sometimes they do need that little individual pep talk or you know, for some reason, if our kids aren't playing well, you do need to, you know, let them know it. And not necessarily in public in front of everybody else, because they're already dejected. But you know, I have been trying to do a better job with that and just communicate with them and you know, keep them on a positive note.
That part of coaching has changed in the last 20 years,
sure.
I guess, where there, I don't know, maybe it's distractions and things and other things going, but are they more sensitive now, your kids?
Definitely. I think all kids are. I mean, it's not the, you know, I can look back at some of our teams and I can think, boy, we could get after them every day. We could challenge them every day. We could get, you know, really make them aggressive, make it physical, just do nothing but physical drills. And today's a lot different. I mean, you get after them to a point, you know, they're only going to, you know, what I've experienced in the last 3 or 4 years, they're only going to be able to take it so much. I mean, you've got to, with our kids, I know we've got to find a happy medium. We got to challenge them. We got to pat them on the back. We got to get after them. We got to pat them on the back. They are sensitive. You know, they got a lot of feelings. You know, you just try to figure out what they're going to respond to. And
it changes from year to year, too, I guess, or with each team,
sure.
team that you have.
Yeah, it does. Right now, our kids are pretty sensitive kids. You know, we do have some really, really tough kids that can take it and take the challenge every day. And then we got a lot of kids that really are looking for that pat on the back. So you just try to find the right button and push it and hope it works for you.
Well, I just thought that was a really nice thing, and I apologize if that's some kind of secret thing you do, but I just thought it's something nice that you don't hear often, and it's really a credit to you. Let's move on. I know you don't like talking about yourself, so the game with Riverdale, of course, a challenge, and it's always a challenge. They present a lot of things. I am going to say, when we were doing the game last night, we mentioned at halftime, there were a lot of layups missed, and I don't know if it's the pressure that it's caused, but Riverdale, it's not really the pressure necessarily, it's the mental trying to get overcome, and even if you get an open shot, you got to finish it.
Right. Exactly. I mean, the first 4 minutes, it wasn't pretty. I mean, we threw it away. You know, we didn't attack. You know, we worked on it. We put 10, you know, 8 to 10 kids versus us the day before, just to try to, you know, they're so quick, they're so aggressive. It's hard to, you know, you can't go 5-on-5 and think that this is how it's going to be. So we throw quite a few extra players in when we work on our press offense before we play Riverdale, and pretty much most of the time. And, you know, we just came out and we rattled early and threw the ball away. And, you know, you can't throw the ball away against Riverdale. It just makes easy scores for them. And once we did settle down, we attacked it. We got good looks. We got the weak side wide open. And now we couldn't finish, whether just rush ourselves or just anxious to get the shot, or I don't know, maybe a little.
Back in the game a little bit, and in fact, we were amazed. I said, we looked up and both of us were, and Rafferty was joining me, and we looked at this and said, they've handled that press pretty well, and they ought to be more points on the board, I guess.
Right. Well, you got if you're going to play at any very good team, you got to make your easy shots, capitalize it. It's like I said, it is such a battle against them, and we got to help ourselves as much as we possibly can, and last night we didn't.
So many good teams in this district, and you've got a schedule coming up now where I guess put the pedal to the metal, because you're going to have everybody that's either tied with you or below you. You're playing in the next couple of weeks here.
Got to turn the page and go on. We do. We got a huge week. We got travel to Siegel as a barn burner last time. Blackman comes to our place on Friday night, so you know we got to put it behind us and just try to take a step forward and maybe correct some things that we're not doing real well right now. And like you said, there's no time to sit back and rest.
Smyrna is a quality team. Sure. You've got Siegel, you've got Blackman. It's just amazing how much parity actually it is in the district. You've got Riverdale a little bit at the top there,
sure.
And you know, I know you can't. I think you made a good point. You can't spend too much time on one game, or it's going to catch up and it's going to add to it.
Right. Can't dwell on it. You know, our kids, I know, were disappointed last night. You know, we really challenged them to step up, and you know, we just didn't respond. So put it behind us, and let's get ready for the next couple games.
I want to talk a little bit about middle school. The tournament is starting today, and Oakland Middle, and I know you're really happy with the program that you have over there, and I'll give you a little opportunity to talk a little bit about that. For years, you didn't have that program,
sure.
And we've talked about it before. That has really got to be helping in terms of preparation.
It really does. Charlotte does such a great job. She's enthusiastic. She's always eager to come over, watch what we're doing, you know, get involved with what we're doing. We've got a great relationship. She's got a great group of eighth graders right now. They're pretty competitive. it does make it a lot easier. I mean, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, we had kids coming into our program from Kittrell, from Las Casas, a little from Central Middle School, and just a little bit of everywhere with not a whole lot of continuity in terms of what each school was doing. And now that they're all at one location and one school, Charlotte, you know, is big on fundamentals. I think they come in quite a bit ahead in terms of fundamentals. And we do a lot of similar stuff. We both like to press. We like to be, you know, we believe in man-to-man defense. We like to be aggressive. We like to push the basketball. So, you know, it makes the transition a lot easier for them when they come from the eighth grade year into their freshman season at Oakland.
And you get an opportunity to actually look at them too,
sure.
Don't you? I mean,
oh, yeah.
It makes it much more convenient to go instead of trying to go Las Casas, Kittrell, wherever you're going.
Wears you out.
Yeah,
you know? It was exhausting and tiring. So, all right, we got to get to Kittrell this week. We got to get to Las Casas that week or Central. It's nice, Oakland Middle just being right across the street. We get to go over. We've seen quite a few of their games. We got to use their facility to practice in this week. Their kids get to watch us practice. So it is. It's definitely a big plus. It's something that Oakland High School hasn't had, you know, since my tenure at Oakland. So it's really going to benefit Oakland in the long run.
We've got we're covering your game on Tuesday night at Siegel. They have a very good post player in
sure.
Kelsey Nash, and they've got some outside shooters. I guess they're in the same, in terms of youth, they've got a lot of young players too. What do you expect from them? And I know they're going to play some good defense.
Sure. Yep. Great defensive team. They did a great job playing defense on us the first game. They just got after it. I mean, they kind of had our kids on their heels for at least the first half. I think we were a little rattled, a little shook. They were extremely aggressive. Then we settled down a little bit. But they do a great defensive team. Kelsey Nash is having a great year. You know, she's shooting the basketball really well for them. Denton's shooting the basketball for them well. They got kids that are playing within the role.
The problem is you don't know what team's going to come out either.
Exactly.
I don't think Allen does either.
No.
But, I mean, they can come out on fire and be up on you pretty quick.
Right. I had an opportunity to watch them play a couple times, and I thought, well, you know, we'll see. You know, kind of they didn't really have a great game. And when they came in Oakland that night, boy, they were ready to compete, and they really gave us a great battle. It was a good basketball game. So hopefully our kids will be ready to go over there and be extremely competitive with them on Tuesday night.
That rivalry has become as big probably as Riverdale really isn't.
Yeah, I think it has. Just being so close and a little bit of the history behind it, you know, being a mile away from Oakland, and boy, it really took a lot from us when they did open up. So it gets bigger and bigger every year, I think.
Seems like, and for some reason, it seems like in basketball it's more so than maybe football even. But
I don't know about that. I think it's just maybe the environment. The environment's so closed in versus it in a football stadium. You don't recognize it as much.
And they live so close together.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure they
next
can coach each other.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, we've got you. We're going to get to see you. It's Oakland week next week. It's Oakland at Siegel, and then Blackman will be coming to your place. We'll be there for both of those games. So, Jennifer, as always, good luck next week, and you got a good bunch of girls, and we enjoy watching them.
All right. Thanks so much.
All right. Jennifer Grandstaff, the head coach of the Oakland Patriots, and we appreciate her being here this morning. When we come back, we'll take a break, and Brian Barrett will be with Eagleville coach Chris Lynch as we continue from the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air Coach's Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. They've got breakfast still going on. Come by and see us.